A free and vibrant press is a core of any democracy and of any open and vibrant society. In Afghanistan, there is a very vibrant press and a very impressive free press. They play a very key role in Afghanistan in keeping the authorities and individuals and business people to account. However, their opportunities are quite being limited because of the security situation, and that is quite serious. We have over the last year seen an increasing number of attacks against journalists, and that, of course, limits their space. And I think that is quite a serious situation for the free press in Afghanistan. I think it's important to stress that with the whole international legal framework around media freedom, etc., etc., it's actually a war crime to attack a civilian journalist in action when he or she is out covering the war. And that says something about how serious it's being perceived if there is an attack against journalists during a wartime. And I think this is exactly the reason why also this is such a serious issue.
How is UNAMA working with Afghan counterparts to help foster an open media in a society in which journalists are protected?
We do a number of different things. First and foremost, civilian journalists are being regarded as a part of the civilian population. So part of our work on protecting civilians, we're working also with protection of civilian journalists. And a part of that is basically monitoring what is happening around them, but also as a part of our discussion and engagement with the parties to the conflict, we discuss the issues around protection of journalists. And the second thing is, one of the things that has been a very serious issue too is that, yes, there's been this increase in the number of cases where journalists have been attacked. That has not been followed yet by a number of cases where the responsible have been kept to account. And that creates this environment of impunity. And in any cases where there is an environment of impunity, that actually leads to a worsening environment around the people who are being attacked. So one of the things that we do right now is that we work with the government and we work with civil society and the journalists to encourage the government to follow up and follow through on their very encouraging promises and commitments to make sure that they would really aggressively deal with the issue of impunity when it comes to protection of journalists.
Do you have any recommendation to improve the safety situation of journalists in the country?
I think really the key thing is to get to the point of implementation. There is a strong commitment from the government. I think there is a strong engagement by the journalistic society in Afghanistan, and time has come to do implementation, and anything we can do to help that, we stand ready to do.